Well, good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the familiar 31-year-old banjo music. We got an email from a listener who would like us to provide that to them so that her brother can learn to play that on his banjo.
I think that's great.
I think it is, too. I think it's pretty cool. So Chris accommodated that, and so we'll see what happens. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our number. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, we talk about hunting, we talk about wildlife, we talk about the great outdoors, we talk about anything involved with the great outdoors. Every now and then we venture into little things like how politics affects our outdoors activities and natural resources. We're all about conservation here, and one of the best ways to be a conservationist is to buy a hunting license and actually go afield. So I've been hunting since I was 13 years old. I've been fishing since I was six, pretty much. And so, you know, it's a wealth of experience over 60 years. So, Robin.
I'm right here.
Good morning.
Morning, I'm back.
Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, good to see you. A smiling face early in the morning like this. So. It's been, I haven't been anywhere this week, ladies and gentlemen, except behind my computer screen. I did go out and deliver crab magazines a little bit. I need to continue to do that to get them out into the hands of the public. But I've been otherwise occupied. We are working on the state record book called Maryland's Finest for Maryland big game species, white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. And we are putting that, it seems to be growing every day. Seems to be. Every time I find something, I find something else. And so what we've done is we're going to have a lot of stories in there about some notable deer. We're going to have some a lot of pictures of deer that we've measured and have been measured over the years for, and it continues even until yesterday. We reached out to the family listens to the show when they're going hunting in the morning.
That's cool.
Isn't that something? So they're very familiar with us and very accommodating as far as getting a deer picture to us, which was pretty cool. So, you know, it's been a labor. I like to say it's a labor of love, but at this point, I'm not loving it much. But it's all in the details. So once we've got it all together and we're turning all the pages and everything makes sense and it goes to the printer, I'll be happy. That should be in the next couple of days. So
only one person will be happier.
That would be you.
This has been interesting adventure.
Well, I've been busy on, you know, every quarter we do the hunting quarterly. And this year, with the lockdown, it was hunting quarterly summer issue, crab magazine, deer record book, and then turn around in the next week or so back to hunting quarterly for fall. It's just a never-ending circle. But after the hunting quarterly comes out, first week of August or so, then we've got a little bit of a break till we get to November when we put the next one out, I think. So hopefully though, during that time, we'll be able to market the record book and so that'll be good. Record book is called Maryland's Finest. It's called Maryland's Finest. And the subtitle is, The Records and the Legacy in its first edition, 2020. It's gonna be a really nice handbook to have. It's 7x10. I mean, it's not a little pamphlet or anything like that. It's a soft cover book, and you can order it online if you want to order it ahead of time. You're certainly welcome to do so if you like to look at big deer and like to explore the records and the history and that type of thing of all this stuff. DNR has been very accommodating with some quotes from the secretary and from the wildlife director and from the project leaders program managers and things like that. So, you know, it's been very nice working with them. And there's some really nice people there that you can deal with. So
some great stories.
Great stories. I mean, we've got stories of the state record Sika deer, two of them, two archery, one firearms, one crossbow. We've got some wonderful pictures, some big pictures of some big, big deer that had been taken. You know, not only this year, but, you know, 19, but 18, 17, and all the way back. We've got some, you know, some historical pictures and things like that. So we're pretty pleased. We're pretty pleased with the way this is all going. And my only regret is this, that I haven't kept a stockpile of the stories and so forth that I used to do. I used to do a magazine called the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide, and then it turned into the Maryland Deer and Waterfowl Hunting Guide. And I found some of those stories, but I wish I would have kept, you know, the CDs or the total record, the total books, you know, that type of thing. None of it can be reproduced because all the records are pretty much gone. I mean, some of the photos were lost in the flood in my basement. Some of the, you know, the computer with that stuff on was long gone. That was, gosh, that was a Mac we bought back in the day. All the digital file, I mean, all the files for that stuff was on, you know, floppy disks and that type of thing. So it's just it hurts my heart that I didn't keep all that stuff and keep it organized. But, you know, I was never really that organized, so.
That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, no, you're just like me. So, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Oh, what I wanted to say about the record book, you can go online and order it. The website is bucks-bears-stags.com. If you'd like to pre-order it, and as soon as we get them, you know, they're going back out the door. We've got a lot of folks out there that have ordered books, and the sponsors are responding very nicely. So we just picked up another sponsor yesterday. Our big sponsors are Battery Warehouse as a gold sponsor, Quality Built Homes as a gold sponsor, G.H. Nitzel Mechanical Contractors, George Nitzel, they're a nice gold sponsor. So, you know, we've got, and we'll be telling you more about the sponsors as we get closer.
We'll get a whole list because we appreciate everybody.
We do. We absolutely do.
And it doesn't matter, you know, what level or anything, we appreciate everybody.
It doesn't. So we're, you know, we're looking forward to it. So, but getting there is half the fun.
I've been amazed. We've had some people that I guess I didn't think would be sponsors, and just really blew me away that they cared enough to do that. I was really appreciative and impressed by their response.
Sure. Our bank.
Yeah, our bank.
I never expected that. You know, so.
Shore United?
Yeah. Shore United Bank. Yay. All right. I'm not hearing any text from Uncle Chris. That must mean that he is not
answering phones.
No, he's not. Well, he probably is answering phones if the phone would ring.
Exactly, if the phone rings.
If the phone rings, Chris will answer. And then Chris will let us know who the sponsor is via text or however he does that. So,
anyway. Caller, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, no, he'll.
No, well, you said sponsor.
Oh, call, what did I say sponsor for? I think it's on my brain for some reason. So
the whole book is lost
in
your brain.
Oh, my gosh.
You all have, I mean, we're joking about it, but you have no idea.
No, it's, the other morning I woke up at like 1:30. I tried to get back to sleep. About 2:30, I got up and worked till. Was that yesterday?
Day before.
Worked till, you know, 6 o'clock. Went back to bed for an hour and got back up and sent all the stuff out to the designer. And, you know, I'm sure the designer hates me by now. Our designer, she's good and, you know, does a nice job. But I've got to, you know, I'm like perfectionist, and when it comes to presenting a magazine or anything like that, I like everything to be right. And if anybody has seen any of our publications or goes online, you can see Maryland Hunting Quarterly online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can see Maryland Loves Crabs on MDLovesCrabs.com. There's a guy waiting for his book. He just emailed us. Did you see the email?
No, I was looking to see if they've got an email from him, but I haven't seen one yet. He's giving you a hard time today, not me.
Who, John? Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so. I'm joking. There he is.
That's wild. That is wild. Oh, John, our buddy John that emails every week, his grandson caught a big bass.
Oh, that is so cool.
And he's very happy about that. That's nice. That's the kind of stuff I like to share. You know, that's the kind of stuff I like to share. So, I wish I caught
it. Oh, that is so cool.
Wish I would have caught a big bass last week, but I'm locked on the computer. One of these days. And you know, I talk about it. It is a matter of course. It's what I do. You know, it's this book is, you know, once in a lifetime. This has been 30 years, 30-some years in the making. And I go back almost 30 years and where I actually, you know, wanted to start doing this, keep track of the records in of the big game in Maryland, the deer and the sika deer and the black bears. And now it's here it is coming to fruition, you know, and we're very happy. If you want to see how we do what we do, you can go to the bucks-bears-stags.com website, or you can go to Bucks Bears Stags Facebook page, and we would be more than glad to accept your comments on there, and you know, and sometimes we respond, don't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Robin's an administrator. One of our majors is an administrator. I think our daughter's an administrator, but she doesn't say much on there. So,
nope.
No,
she's quiet.
Very, very. So the book is headed to the printer. We're supposed to get there last week, didn't make it. So this week, I'm guessing we'll make it, and you know, I'll turn it around as quickly as possible, and then we'll start sending them out. So, yep. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we would love to hear from you. Have you been fishing in all this heat? Have you been, I don't know, groundhog hunting, maybe? Some people like to do that once the winter wheat's off or the first hay crop has come off. They like to go out and find out where the, you know, where the groundhog dens are, and you like to, they like to, help farmers out. But, you know, groundhogs are very destructive. They tunnel, they make burrows, they make big burrows and big holes in the field. And, you know, it used to be the bane of hunters. Of farmers. They go out in the field to plant their crops or to harvest their crops, like hay, for example. Hay was a big one. And they'd have a hay wagon, you know, top heavy with bales of hay, and hit a groundhog hole and lose the whole load. The wagon would go over, the wagon would shift, and you know, that's why groundhog hunting gained in popularity, because farmers, you know, had such a danger from the groundhogs. So they would gladly allow somebody to come and harvest groundhogs. So,
and also what it does to livestock.
Exactly.
A cow walks into a hole and breaks a leg.
Yep. That's it. It happens. It happens all over the country all
or
the time.
Or a horse.
Or a racehorse, you know.
Horse, of course. I was thinking that song, sorry.
You're allowed to do that.
it
has a humorous note.
It just started playing in my head. Mm-hmm. Chris, did you look at my Facebook page at all this week, yesterday?
No, ma'am, I have not had that opportunity yet.
You've got to see my squirrel video. I was thinking of you. I was going to send it to you, but I didn't know if you were awake yesterday.
I can send it to him now.
I'll send it to you now, okay. So you don't have to look.
So.
But, yeah, I was going to, but I didn't know if you were awake.
Well, I was about to say, I can take a look.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm good.
We did have some conversations this week with some of the folks we talked to. They were asking about straight-wall rifle and handgun cartridges being now being allowed to hunt deer during the firearm season and the junior deer hunt days. And it actually spawned an article for the next Hunting Quarterly about straight wall cartridges, what they are, the best ones, the, you know, the performance and that type of thing. And the reason it sparked the interest is because one of our writers, Jim Amrine, who, you know, he's been an archery tech and he's a gun aficionado. He has several straight wall cartridge rifles, and he's done a lot of, you know, Goodness gracious. Was that my text? Okay. Had a lot of experience with straight wall cartridges, so he's gonna do that in the next issue, and I'm very happy with that. Yep. Well, Captain Don said the many crabbers are out behind the house today. The reports are good, and I heard that this week, that the reports are good, that, you know, crabbing has gotten better. One of our sponsors, European Skullbusters, Robert Underwood, mm-hmm. he crabs on the weekends, his day off, and he cut like, 8 bushels yesterday in 10 hours work. I gotta turn the sound down. How do I do that? There it is. He said, you know, the day before it was nothing, and then yesterday it just popped, and there it was. I don't know if it's hot weather or just, you know, what it is, what the influence on the crabs is, but there it is. So that you will see crab prices hopefully start to come down a little bit now because, you know, the abundance is coming up. So, oh yeah. What everybody, just fishing crabbing season for food plot. Yeah, you're right, Josh. No question. Gonna mow and spray for fall food plots, about 6 acres. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, wow. Robin, he says you're sounding good.
I feel good. Thank you.
Yeah, how about that?
Thank you,
Josh.
Buddy
Josh. Yes, indeed. And you're right, Josh. It is time to get those food plots in for the fall hunting season because it's, 6 weeks? Until bow season? Well, maybe 8-7 weeks.
Did you really ask me when hunting season is?
I was saying it's 7 weeks away. I'm preparing you mentally for that.
I'm actually looking forward to it this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? Get me out of the house. You always said that. Please go hunting. Please get out.
This year is more than usual.
Been a long year so far.
It has been a long year.
Been a long year.
They had a thing on Facebook today. If 2020 was food, right?
Yeah.
What one food you could name that would
represent what
2020? I said haggis.
Haggis. You don't like haggis?
No, I don't like haggis.
Why? What is a cow stomach, right?
But it's full of stuff. And it's baked or something.
Mmm, sounds good to me.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Sounds good to me.
Well, that's what 2020 reminded me of was haggis.
Haggis. Okay, well, that's one opinion.
I was really upset. Somebody said liver mush, which is really kind of just scrapple. So
yeah, liver mush is
that was kind of. I was sad about that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
I thought that was a neat idea, though. What food does 2020 remind you of?
Yeah. You ever eat pond hoss?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, look it up.
What's it called?
Pond hoss. P-O-N-H-A-U-S. Chris, have you ever eaten pond hoss?
No, I've heard of it, but I've not eaten it.
How do you spell it?
P-O-N-H-A-U-S. Yeah. I said something the other day. My ear's been bothering me here recently. And we've got to, got to do something about it. I said, I think I have a bealed ear. Well, that goes back to the time when I was a kid. My mother used to treat ear infections, and she'd pour hydrogen peroxide in my ear canal.
Mm-hmm. Or alcohol.
Uh-huh. Well, she poured hydrogen peroxide in there, and it would bubble up and all that stuff. I could hear it in there, and then you turn your side and, you know, dump it on a towel or something. And I said, I think I have a bealed ear. And Robin says, what is that?
This just says pond hoss is scrapple.
Yeah, it's a little worse than that. It's a little worse than that.
I love scrapple.
I love scrapple, too. I'm hungry for scrapple. We need to get some scrapple.
I think we have some in the freezer.
I think there's some in the freezer. Yeah, when you freeze scrapple and you unfreeze it, it's not the same. Not the same. No, not the same as
fresh. But we have a butcher we go to now, so we get a couple of them instead of just one.
It crumbles. It's hard to cut when it's after it's thawed.
Yeah.
It crumbles. The best thing to do is you buy it and then eat it a couple days later, because once you thaw it, you know, you freeze it and then you thaw it, it just crumbles and it's like,
it does.
It's still good. I mean,
oh, yeah.
scrapple's always good, but it makes it a little bit tougher to cook.
Let's start the debate today.
Uh-oh.
Do you flour your scrapple before you fry it, or you just fry it right out of the pack?
Add to that, do you pour maple syrup on it, or do you eat it in the raw?
Well, I eat it mine cooked, but...
I mean, you don't...
Without maple syrup.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, or whatever.
Alan's a maple syrup. I'm a non-maple syrup.
I like maple syrup, but I've learned to eat it without salt and pepper, you know?
Salt and pepper?
Yep.
I don't even salt and pepper mine. I think it's just perfect.
I think pepper's already in it.
Oh, there's plenty of pepper in it. But
I like it a little. Lots of pepper.
More peppery, yeah.
My grandmother always floured hers because it stops it from, she'd say it stopped it from spitting in the pan.
And it does. Did you know that, Chris?
No, but I will have to remember that the next time I have some. Because you stand over and you cook it, and all of a sudden you get hit with a piece of fat, and it hurts.
It does, no question.
But salt and pepper your flour. If you don't salt and pepper it, we've learned, it's not as...
Yeah, salt and pepper. Just some regular, you know, what do they call that flour?
All-purpose
flour.
Okay.
Yeah, salt and pepper. Put a plastic bag and, you know, slice your scrapple and shake and bake it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, and I like to, I've learned that I cannot cook the big whole slice of scrapple as well as I should, so I cut them in half, you know. I've got like little half pieces of scrapple. Well, I mean, they're wonderful. It's crispy on all the edges. You get twice as much crispiness, you know, when you do it that way. But
it all goes down the same alley.
Yeah, it does.
But I'll tell you, the one I like, we have a diner here that does it the way I like it, where it's thick, so it's mushy in the middle, but really crisp on the outside.
Yes.
And they deep fry it.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Deep frying scrapple's wonderful.
It is amazing.
I think
really
if you deep
is.
Fry anything, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, providing you keep your oil hot.
That's
right, and you change
thing.
Your oil. Yeah. I can't stand a dirty oil.
That's the main thing.
And the sad thing is, I have a sneaking suspicion this year, the Scrapple Festival in Bridgeville, Delaware, is not going to be taking place.
I think you're probably right.
And I haven't made it in all these years. And we were going to make, we promised each other we'd make it this year.
We did. Yeah.
Well, last year I went, and it was just wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've already, the Waterfowl Festival's not, so.
Waterfowl Festival's been canceled already, and that's mid-November. And there was a decoy festival for, Patuxent River Decoy Festival for August 5th or 3rd, whatever the first Saturday is, that's been canceled as well. So we were going to go there with, our Eastern Shore hats, but that didn't happen either, so.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff got.
Eastern Shore kind of put on the back burner because all our festivals got canceled right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
So, hey, I know one thing. We got to talk about Clyde's Sports Shop, and we talk about crabbing, you know, really picking up this week. And I don't know if that's because of the warm temperatures or just exactly what that is, but you know what? I'll go with it because when somebody tells me the crabbing has picked up, well, I'm going to tell you about it. Pasadena crab traps are the low profile crab traps that are offered by Clyde Sport Shop, and they also have a line of topless crab traps too that, you know, they kind of stack within themselves, and you can take a dozen crab traps in the back of your car and it doesn't amount to much more than a big cardboard box. So, you know, if you like to use the trap to crab, then I'd take a look at those. Now, Clyde Sport Shop is a place to check for all your crabbing gear. They've got the custom seasoning. They've got the steam pots. They've got the solid eel and chicken necks. They've got the measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, new baskets and lids. They've got the trot lines complete. I mean, if you want the snood trot line, all you got to do is put the bait on it. They've got that. Or if you want to build your own, they've got all the components. They've got, you know, 500 foot of line, 1,000 foot of line, and everything else. Commercial crab pots for off your pier, crab hotels to store your crabs till you get ready to cook them. They've got the cloth and wire crab rings. Those are fun to use, Robin. We ought to think about getting some of those. And then they've got the, cloth and wire crab nets as well. So that's Clyde Sport Shop for your crabbing headquarters for all crabbing and fishing, all the bait, all the minnows, everything you need. Open 7 days a week, and they're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and that's just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. 608 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, look, it's going to get hot. And, you know, people don't want to go to the beach because it's so hot. They don't want to sit out. But you can sit in the shade of your own tree in your own backyard and enjoy the summer. You don't have to, you know, you can go in the house if you get hot. You don't have to worry about that trudge across the sand. Right, Robin?
That's the truth.
That's right. So with all this, you know, lockdown stuff, you've been, you know, kind of looking out the back door going, boy, I wish we had a new picnic table. Well, I can tell you where to get that. Backyard Billy's. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. That's right. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. There is a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially the Adirondack chairs, like 300 of those in stock. And you can see that all from Route 50 when you're up and down the shore at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds, that's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard, that's for sure. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and the Delaware beaches as well. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger, by Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 to 2 with taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill packages. And you need to call ahead to see if they're going to have a grill demo day like today. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and the fiery rings. They have fiery rings at Billy's, honey.
I know.
Fiery rings. I just said fiery rings.
I missed that one. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm repeating it over and over again. Yes, they do. For any lifestyle theme and budget, you know, so if you like palm trees, they got a fire ring with palm trees on it, I think. So, you know, that type of thing. They're also the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and that's where Robin and I chose our fireplace insert, our gas fireplace insert. Boy, it's nice. You sit here with a remote control and you turn it on and the flames look so nice. They installed that and did a wonderful job. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Call 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. No question about it. Hey, Robin. Guess who we're going to talk about?
I haven't been able to go for the last couple of weeks because I can't get you out of the house. You have that place? Bay Country Bakery.
Dave sent me a message on Facebook last night. I sent him one of those things, you know, that you send around all your buddies. You know, just try to get a reaction. It's one of those, hey, send it back if you're my friend, that type of thing. And he did. And it had a glass of beer on it. It was like a friendship thing. It had a glass of beer on it. And he said, nah, this is like 3:30 this morning. Now you're making me thirsty. Well, Dave, you better not be drinking beer at 3:30 in the morning when it's time to make the donuts, right?
Yep.
Exactly. You know, when we're on Route 50, and if I'm by myself and I'm going sickadeer hunting or, you know, snakehead fishing or whatever, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. If I'm going to the beach, same thing. We're headed down there to meet some friends or take a date. Well, Robin can't wait to stop and get a donut or a sandwich, a fresh cup of coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge, I'm going to rewrite this. I keep writing it, and I got to change it because I said, hey, this is boring. It says some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts. No.
All of the delicious donuts.
They have nothing but delicious donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads. Not just on the Eastern Shore, but the tri-state region. I'll even leave out the Delmarva Peninsula because it's bigger than that. If you're coming from New Jersey or Pennsylvania and you need to drive to Cambridge to Bay Country Bakery, they're open, you know, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 1. Find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. What Robin does, she always points it out. There it is, the big donut on the side of the bakery. They've got a big, giant, pink frosted donut. It makes a great photo op or selfie. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best Bay Country Bakery. They do, and they they work hard at their craft, no question. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. I want you to think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin there. I'm the one with my hand in my wallet going, how much, Robin? Bay Country Bakery. We'll be right back after this message.
Drink plenty of water. Look for the shade. Take breaks when you can. Wear that light, loose-fitting clothing. You know all the drills. It is going to be hot as we go through the weekend. Going to stay away from record territory. We'd have to cross over into triple digits for that. But nonetheless, 95, that's hot. That's where we're headed with sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, 73. Tomorrow, sunshine. A few clouds and mid to upper 90s. May see some afternoon showers and storms Monday. Upper 90s to high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Becoming one. Slowly.
Should I call Bray?
Yeah, call Bray. All right, enough of George Jones.
Oh, come on, I'm dancing.
Yeah, I know. We've got people that want to talk about Scrapple.
I know, but I was dancing.
Well, I'm sorry. We have several of our listeners communicate via email rather than call in, and Captain Don's one of them. He said, sprinkle flour over it while frying it. He likes to break it up and fry it, Chris.
Sort of like a hash?
Yeah, sounds like a little crispy edges.
A little crispy hash type of thing. It's not bad.
No, that sounds good.
Anything's deep frying is great. John says right out of the pack, slice it thin, no flour, salt it, pepper it, and make it crispy. So that's okay. We like it any old way. We loves our Scrapple, no question.
Okay, now we got to get some Scrapple for breakfast.
Robin, would you ever eat deer Scrapple?
I try it, yeah.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have so many spices in there.
It's out there. I've had deer Scrapple, man, years and years, 20-some years ago, and it's a little different flavor than the pork, but it's, you know, it's still Scrapple, and it's still good. So, yes, Joe, I'm not telling that old chestnut of a joke. Sorry. Everybody's heard that one, I think. So, anyway. Halloween candy's on the shelf, the first sign of fall. At the local market. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Halloween candy? Already? Oh, my gosh.
Well, when you think about it, we are not that far away from Christmas.
I started Christmas gifts this past week.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You can always count on me.
410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, you know, I had I ate all that sick of deer bologna our friend gave us.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that.
That was good. We're going to get some of that done. I know where he got it done. I'm just waiting to do the sick of deer sausage. That sounds wonderful. We might do that soon. And we got, you know what we got? We got frozen soft crabs, too.
Mmm, that sounds good.
There's a thought, right?
Yep.
So, do you ever eat soft crabs, Chris, that had been frozen?
No. I would have a tendency to think that the meat might be a little mealy.
Nah.
They're not usually too bad.
Not usually too bad.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad. We like them fried a little crispy, too, and plenty of seasoning, you know, plenty of J.O. or something on there.
Because I would think that the water that was in the meat might just kind of just not, it wouldn't be as firm as if you had just pulled it out of the water, threw it in the frying pan with a little bit of butter, salt, pepper, and be done with it.
Yeah. Robin likes cleaning them.
Mm-mm. I don't mind cleaning, and actually, I don't mind cleaning them.
Soft crab?
I just want to make sure they're really clean. I don't, when I get to eating my soft crab, I don't want any mustard in it. At all, period. Nothing. I want them spotless.
I don't know how you can clean the mustard out of a soft crab.
You can.
Okay. If you say so. What do you have to do, rinse them out or something?
No, you open the shell up and scrape them.
Really? All right. So we've got scrapple going on. We've got frozen soft crab. I know. I love a fresh soft crab. Right? I mean, I like a fresh... I like them still, you know, flipping in the pan. But... there's one for our listeners. Fresh or frozen soft crabs, can you tell a difference? And how do you prepare frozen soft crabs? What do you think of that? That's a good topic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. No, that was good.
What are you doing?
I was looking for the specials at Bay Country Bakery so I could tell them.
Okay. Well, we'll tell them next hour. That'd be fine. So... we've got Ronald on the line. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Well, good morning, Miss Robin. First, Ellen. But I heard Miss Robin voice. I said, Miss Robin is back. So it's wonderful. Miss Robin, you sound good. You sound great there and wonderful.
Thank you
for that. And hello, my good man, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ronald. We're doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I got a little bit of news. Miss Ruth, she's in the hospital over there at Franklin Square, and maybe in Rosedale. Franklin, Miss Ruth is in the hospital.
Sorry to hear that.
And maybe yesterday. And we lost a good activist there, icon there. If you heard of him, if y'all heard of him, Mr. George E. Mitchell. He served food and everything all over there in the Park Heights community there, you know.
And, right.
He was going out, you know, early in the morning, 3-4 in the morning there, you know, going out, getting a load of, fresh vegetables and canned goods and stuff like that on the truck there. And all of a sudden now, oh, no, sir. You know, and he come on the radio station and, afternoon 3:30 to 4:30, and all of a sudden it didn't hit him anymore. And so he's probably sick, and now he's gone. Yeah, you know. And I'm doing fine, doing well there. And I know we got this hot weather here and everything, you know.
It is hot. It is hot, that's for sure. On the occasion when I venture out of the house, I'm not a big heat person myself, but, you know.
But, Alan, I'm not a hunter, or I'm not a fisherman, or not. Yeah, well, you know, I can't do it now, you know, but if I was still home in the Carolina, North Carolina, you know, maybe I could have been into something like that.
Sure.
But I'm blind, so, you know, doing good, doing fine, feeling well and everything.
All right, babe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for checking in with us. I really appreciate that.
Yes, but like I said, it's good to hear your wife back.
It's good to be back.
You know.
Yeah, I enjoy having her on the air with us. So.
Okay, Alan.
All right, Ronald. Thank you, buddy.
Y'all have a good one. Be
you too, bud. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Joe in Westminster. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Alan. Fine. Thank you for my call from you and Robin. And a shout-out to Jane real fast. My question is, you mentioned Panhas, but I don't think you gave what it is, and I'm darn curious.
No. Panhas is scrapple that has, I'm not sure what's in it, but there's big chunks of some kind of matter in the panhas, as opposed to just a smooth scrapple.
Do you know what that translates to?
What?
Pan rabbit.
Pan rabbit?
Panhas, it translates to pan rabbit, but when I looked it up, everybody said it was the same as scrapple.
No, no, no.
But you're saying it's not, and no. The name is pan rabbit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never heard of it as referred to as panhas ever before.
Well, me neither. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
You're in Westminster. They used to serve it at the Mr. Bullock owned a restaurant there by the airport.
Yes, sir.
And they would serve it in there. And every now and then I'd make a mistake and get it because I like the scrapple type, you know, food.
Right.
I couldn't do it. I don't know what was in it. I don't know what the big chunks of stuff were, you know, but it was kind of like scrapple, but it's way more livery and whatever these chunks of, I don't know if it was cornmeal or whatever was in it, but I wasn't real happy with it. But.
And next, if I may say a couple of things about soft crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, I love them fresh, just like you. I've had them frozen before, and here's how they were prepared. I would never have it again. They take them out of the freezer, dump them into the hot oil, and to your plate, they taste horrible. There's no taste at all to them.
Huh.
They're mushy.
Well, we just got an email from John again. That lady, he's talking about his mother. That lady cooked so many soft crabs, she cleaned them and floured them and fried them in butter. I like, that's my favorite way right there.
Mine too.
Yep, and I like them sautéed without flour. She froze the rest of them, never noticed the difference between frozen or fresh.
Oh, my gosh, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
And the next thing is, if I may say this to Robin, Robin, if I had a pound of mustard in each of my soft crabs, I couldn't be happier. Would you please save the mustard you remove?
I will send it all to you, I promise.
We'll get a big jar of it for you, buddy.
Because my grandfather was like that. My grandfather absolutely loved it. And can't do it.
I'm sorry. And that's all I got to say about that.
We just got a text from our buddy Josh. He said, Panhas has no cornmeal, whereas scrapple does.
Okay.
So whatever, I guess it's just like what you said, liver pudding or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, it's just not that attractive to me. I like liver. I like fresh liver, deer liver, calf liver. Yeah, I like it. And I learned to cook it because I had always had it. I like chicken livers too. It was always overcooked for me. Well, the way you cook liver.
Is it possible that we could go on a slight slant to brands? There's only one brand that I feel is worthy of being called scrapple.
And you can say it.
That is Rappa.
Well, Rappa's great. There's some other scrapple brands on the shore that we've had that we like pretty well. I grew up on Meadows Scrapple.
Uh-huh.
Up in Pennsylvania. I think they were out of Hollidaysburg. What? Meadows was, you know, got my appetite going for scrapple. But I've had scrapple made at butcher shops that have left both Rappa and Meadows in the dust.
Really?
Yes.
Can Meadows be bought anywhere in Carroll County, do you know?
I seriously doubt it. I don't even know if they're still in business.
And there's one that is in Delaware that we can't find over here that we really like. And
I came across one yesterday. It's also made in Bridgeville, which is where Rapa is made, and it begins with an H.
Yes, that's it. I can't think of the name. Yes.
I know where you can get it.
Okay, yeah, that's really good.
Well, thank you so much for the feedback. I sure appreciate it.
You got it, and thank you so much. I guess soft crabs can be bad. I don't know if there's anything you can do to enhance the flavor of a frozen soft crab, but, you know, I've had them both ways. It's hard for me to tell the difference.
Well, I'm glad to hear that for you.
Yeah, man. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan.
All righty.
Robin. Bye.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Yep. Meadows Scrapple is still available. So. Yep. Josh says, now who wants sweetbreads? That's just awful, Josh.
Who said that? What was it? Sweetbreads?
He said, now who wants sweetbreads?
Uh-uh.
Huh?
No. Nope. Not doing it.
All right. Hey, we got to talk.
No, wait. Not Rocky Mountain Oyster. Sweetbreads are thymus.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I might try that, actually.
Hey, I got to tell folks about our... We've been talking all about food. I got to tell them about some of our sponsors as well. So we have a very short time to do that. So let me do that. Okay, let's talk about our friends at Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted, that's right, guns wanted. Any make, any model, any age, any condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider selling, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. You know, I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811. If I had a gun to sell or consign, you can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. If you're into the shotgun shooting sports, you can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment or to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. This offer is for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, that'd be Chuck, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street, that's 36 East Dover Street in Easton across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. We're going from guns to bows. That's right, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop has moved from Brooklyn to a new location, and they're open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Len Marsh is Maryland's most respected bow technician and one of the most respected bow shop owners. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and his Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's tuned my bow tech, and he's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And the bow technician, our buddy Corey, he's top-notch too. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, the Mission, the Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issue you might have. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. You know, Macro knows bows. And we have to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's one more time. I'm just going to say this. If there's something you need for your backyard, Backyard Billy's has it. That's what they specialize in. If you need a picnic table and chairs, if you need Adirondack chairs, if you need a deck box, if you need a tiki bar, if you need a swing set, if you need a shed, storage shed of some kind, if you need a boathouse, they've got all that stuff. And they also sell Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe grills. And some Saturdays are grill demo days. That's from 10 to 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. Backyard Billy's would be the place to call ahead of time to see if they're going to do that. 410-827-4500. So when you go inside, you're going to see a massive showroom. It's got furniture. It's got fire rings. On one side, it's got every accessory you want for your beach house or for your outdoor backyard, patio and patio parties and things like that. And then on the other side, you can go to their hearth shop and you can see demonstrations on all the fireplace inserts and things like that that they sell. They are the fireplace and hearth store that we selected for our purchase, no question. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billies. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44. Your backyard is gonna look great. Well, there's the music, Robin. Are you ready? We didn't hear from you last week about this.
No, I did not.
No? So,
get out, stay out. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay cool.